A guy with shaggy brown hair and a cute smile lifted his beer to me, as though in a toast.
You don't look like any farm girl I've ever seen.
Oh, and how many have you seen? His friends laughed, and Leo took that opportunity to usher me away from the group.
The idea was to make friends, not piss people off.
I shrugged, purposely bumping his arm still on my shoulder harder than necessary. What can I say? I'm the belle of every ball. He shook his head like he didn't understand me. Back in the Cyclone State, an unofficial but fitting nickname, there was a club he could join.
You know, it's not that hard, Thea. You're hot as fuck, and you're sharp. All you have to do is not be a bitch, and within a week, you'd own these people.
I turned on him. That's the difference between you and me, Leo. I don't want to be king of the jungle. That's all you.
Well, obviously, you'd be queen.
Ignoring that, I practically shouted, "And I'm not a sharp!" How many times did we have to go through this? His cockiness faded just enough that I detected a hint of regret or sorrow or something along those lines.
No, but you almost were.
Almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. Damn it. Why did that saying have to come to mind right now? It was something Aunt Emmy used to spout, and I really didn't want to think about her, not when I was already so on edge. Look, I appreciate that you're trying to make an effort here, but I'm not interested in all of this. I waved my hand to encompass the room. Excess, it's not me, and these people are not my people. Yes, it was an overly broad and even judgmental thing to say, but I wanted him to understand that I wasn't going to magically transform into his perfect little pet. The me from 8 years ago might have been a docile kitten, but now I had claws, and I wasn't afraid to use them. He lifted his hands in surrender.
Fine, I get it. You're an independent woman. Go forth and do your own thing.
Shooting me one last grin, he added, and feel free to burn all your bras. I didn't want to smile, but I found myself giving in. Leo Sharp was a kind of sexy, charming, appealing asshole I was in the habit of avoiding. Then again, I'd never known anyone else quite like him. My high school had been short on students, and even shorter on guys worth a second glance.